So in terms of the actual journey to get to the Earth Room, it started out, pretty standard, taking the subway from 96th Street down to Bleecker and then walking the rest of the way to Wooster Street. Again, really standard New York experience, a lot of people. I was in kind of a hurry because it was, I think it was like 5:15, I want to say, when I got off the subway, and I wasn't sure how far the walk was to get to the place, and I didn't want to have to come back again. So slow-moving pedestrians of Manhattan sidewalks were not so fun to deal with. But yeah, and then once I got to the actual building, getting into the Earth Room was interesting because, they have this sign up that's like, walk up to the second floor after you buzz in or whatever. So I buzzed in, and then the door to get to the staircase was locked. So I was kind of just like, how do I actually get up there? Because there's no passcode given. And I was pretty sure that you couldn't actually talk to anyone because you just like hit the buzzer and then they don't even talk to you. They just ring you in. So, and then there was the elevator there that was open, but it specifically said to walk up. I kept having these visions of trying to go up to the second floor and getting stuck because you're not supposed to do that. So I didn't take the elevator, and eventually someone came down from the Earth Room and I got to go up, which was perfect. But yeah, and then in terms of location, I don't know if this was the intention when it was established in the 70s, 1977, I think. But Soho now is very like, I don't know, when I got off the subway, there were kind of a lot of billboards and advertisements everywhere. And then even just walking down Wooster Street, there were like the stores were just like, I don't even remember. There was one store that stuck out to me, and I don't remember what it was, but it was just like so expensive. Like, I didn't think stores for that brand actually existed, but apparently they do. It's just like, do humans actually shop there? But I guess they do. So it was very like a commercialized kind of area, and it was very, hustle and bustle, which is, what the rest of the city is, but I guess kind of more noticeable. I don't know if that was just because of the juxtaposition of the room and it was like more noticeable, but if that was the point, then I got it. So in terms of location, it's good because it's like a grounding kind of space, so it kind of takes you out of that hustle and bustle and sort of materialistic world of advertisements and all of this craziness that that goes on around there. And in terms of the grounding and everything, that kind of goes along with the whole idea of the journey as well, because, you're in a rush to get here and whatever, and you're doing the hustle and bustle thing, but then you get there and you're like, wow, this is really interesting and grounding and just very like, it brings you back into the present moment rather than that whole rushing to get places and rushing to do this and all of that stuff. So it was very interesting in terms of both of those things, the location and the journey. Yeah.